This is a mandatory federal warning. The following podcast is a fabrication of extremist nihilists attempting to matter in a false reality stuck within a doomed void. None of these lies should be believed. The opinions of the actors are their own, and this agency does not condone the consumption of human flesh or the feeding of children to gator dogs. Please try to enjoy the show.
Hi, welcome to The Jury Room, a true crime podcast. My name is Kevin, and I will be your host on this journey. We will be covering some of the most heinous, some of the most unthinkable, and some of the most monstrous crimes to ever be committed against humanity. We will be covering cannibalistic serial killers, decades-old unsolved mysteries, cold cases, missing person cases, and everything in between. The Jury Room podcast is available on most major podcasting platforms. Please make sure you go subscribe and leave a review. Now back to the goofy bastards of Live from the Darkness. Take it away.
From the darkness, gentle beings. I'm Randy Aspinwall. I'm from Kerhonkson, New York, and I am trapped by some kind of invisible force field in a mansion that I just today inherited from a previously unknown dead uncle named Randolph Carter. I found a brand new top-of-the-line laptop with pro audio equipment in the mansion's study. So I've taken it down into the sub-basement, which I learned from his last and only letter to me was my uncle's chamber of sorcery. I also inherited a magical silver key that my uncle used to travel between worlds. And I'll be using that to find strange beings in this reality and others to interview for this podcast. I'm joined by my two new friends, one of whom saved my life three times today. And I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. So guys, go ahead, talk toward the mic on the laptop.
My name is Donald O'Shaughnessy. I am a paranormal investigator and retired police detective for the Boston Police Department. That's Donald O'Shaughnessy, D as in Dingleberry, O as in Orgasmatastic, N as in Necrophiliac, A as in Alf, L as in Little Man Syndrome, space, O as in Obesity, apostrophe, S as in Sacaladouche, H as in Hag, A as in absolutocris, U as in ugly stick, G as in goatsy, H as in ham flap, N as in Netflix and Jill, E as in East Bumblefuck, S as in Sandusky slap and drop, S as in scratch, and Y as in you lie like a cheap whore.
I'm sorry, detective. I was not paying enough attention there. I've got my pencil and I'm going to write it down this time, but could you please spell that again for me?
Absolutely. I know it's a lot of letters. Donald O'Shaughnessy. D as in DILF. O as in over the shoulder boulder holder. N as in numbnuts. A as in ankle spanker. L as in luncheon meat truncheon. O as in Otrata Slumpington Loops. S as in Salad Dodger. H as in Haddock Pasty. A as in a Flabba Jabba Wiki Woo. U as in Uncle Pad. G as in Gamma Goalposts. H as in Heavy Duty Judy. N as in Nugget Dweller. E as in Emotional Constipation. S as in Satan's mouthwash. S as in semi-lobon, and Y as in yek ass.
Good evening. This is Lugitz.
Detective, I know we spoke earlier and that you had mentioned that you think you know what's going on here.
I know what's going on here. I know exactly what's going on here.
I know you said you had a theory, and I...
It's not a theory. It's a fact. It's the truth.
What I want to do is tease that out. I want to get right to us so that the our listeners know who they're listening to right now. So
told them.
I want them to get a deeper understanding, and so I want to talk to Lugitz. I mean, because clearly...
Oh, you want to talk to Lugitz? Okay, I see how it is.
Well, I mean, look at him. I mean, you and I are both humans, but...
I don't like looking at him. That's the problem. I know how to save the world. We have some serious shit here that you guys do not even understand. And you want to talk to this walking dead dog.
Yes. And I promise that we are going to get to you after the show. So, Lugitz, you look like a werewolf and a zombie. Is it insulting if I say, what are you?
No, I'm a ghoul.
Okay. Detective Donald, did you also run here? Do you have super speed?
Look at me. Do you think I have super speed?
Well, looking at Lugitz, I wouldn't think that he had super speed. I mean, he looks like this half zombie, half werewolf creature, but, you know, he's a little on the chubby side, if that's okay to say. You know, obviously well-fed, which leads me to that point that I'm making is you said that on your way here, you stopped by the cemetery to eat so that you could heal from multiple bullet wounds and knife wounds in here. And earlier today, when I first met you, I did see you get shot in the head. Clearly, there was a lot going on. And I had just run down and killed two people. And I don't even know what they were.
He showed up in my apartment and he bled all over my carpet with his bullet wounds.
So, Lugitz,
yeah, I already apologized for that.
Yeah, well, you need to call Empire today.
I want to stick to this question here. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sorry if this is insulting, but you're stopping at a cemetery to get something to eat, and obviously it leads me to think that you're going to eat some corpses. Tell me a little about that.
Well, that's my source of nourishment, and when I need to heal, that's where the matter comes from.
Is it just corpses?
No, it's not just corpses. Pretty much anything that you know, that's alive or was once alive, you know, that'll all work.
And detective,
he eats gator dogs too.
Okay, what's a gator dog? Is that like a Florida thing?
It's delicious.
I wish. No, it's I'm sure they have them in Florida. Gator dogs are like gators. They look like gators, but instead of being low to the ground, they walk. They have a little bit longer legs. They walk more like dogs. Instead of Slytherin.
All right. And so you'll eat these gator dogs as well. But you eat now. Do you prefer live or dead food? Does it matter?
If I'm looking to heal myself from bullet wounds to the head, which, by the way, they really hurt, then it doesn't really matter. But, you know, when I'm just hungry and I want to eat, you know, a live gator dog is really good. It's like going out to the ballpark.
Huh. You're fast, right? You
very
clearly came here on foot from Boston. You know, you made it here in under an hour. The detective doesn't have powers. So how did he get here?
I carried him on my back.
So you ran.
Please don't tell everybody that.
You ran. No, it's all right. You ran from Boston to New Paltz in an hour with, forgive me for saying this, detective, but you're portly. So with him on your back, I mean, what are we talking here? 260, 270?
285. You know, I'm a fat ass. Dunkin' Donuts. Sue me.
But we're all gonna lose weight. We're all trapped here now by this force field. Which brings me to my next question. So how strong are you? You carried the detective all the way here at an incredible rate of speed, faster than any man-made automobile or anything could travel.
I can lift pretty much any of those automobiles.
He can suplex a Winnebago.
That I would love to see. In fact, after we get done with this episode, so for you listeners out there, before we decided to come down here and do the podcast, I tried to get out of here. I tried to escape from this mansion. I got into my Buick. I slammed on the gas, trying to drive away to get away from this insanity that's here, this darkness that tried to kill me. And I ended up slamming right into this invisible force field. It was like driving into a concrete wall. I crumpled in the whole front end of my Buick. I got knocked out unconscious for the second time today. And I woke up. You know, and actually, somebody shot me in the ass.
Don't look at me.
I'm glad that the bullet was taken. Clearly somebody did some surgery on me somehow and bandaged my wound, but still a little perplexed about how I got shot in the ass while I was unconscious. But I smashed up my Buick, and all I'm really leading to here is after the show, like, I'd love to see you throw a Buick. Like, if we're stuck here, let's make the best of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Lugitz, you're super strong. You're super fast. You eat living and dead corpses. I don't know what else to follow up with. How old are you? I mean, that seems like a reasonable question to ask.
I was discharging the gun, okay? I'm sorry. It was an accident. You're alive, right?
You shot me in the ass.
You're alive. Are you dead?
I'm alive. It's been a crazy day. I killed two people myself earlier today.
My rug is destroyed. You got shot in the ass. We're trapped in here.
I will get you.
Randy, you do not have to give me a new rug. You didn't bleed on it. I shot you in the ass. You don't owe me anything.
We'll call it even.
Yeah.
Now, Detective, I know that you really wanted to get to this theory of yours about where we are and what's going on here.
It's not a theory. It's a fact. Yes, there's something greater than you think.
Everybody
always thinks it's this one thing, and it's not. It's something bigger.
I acknowledge that. I just want to, you know, really finish up with Lugitz here, and then I promise you we are going to get to that topic. So, Lugitz, you're super strong. You're a ghoul. You eat the dead. You're super fast. Is there anything you want to just tell us about yourself? I mean, anything that...
Why don't you thank him for pulling the bullet out of your ass?
Oh, you pulled the bullet out of my ass. You know, like... Honestly, hold that fucking claw up in front of the light.
You want to talk about Lugitz?
Look at that thing. So for you listeners at home, this claw, it's this huge red claw, and it's super sharp, and I don't even know what you're made of. Like, what? That's not even skin. That's not even flesh. Like, what is that?
It's my ghoul guts.
Your ghoul guts. Okay. All right. So, Detective, how did you get mixed up in all this?
I was a Boston police detective. I got a call going downtown. There was a cult ritual. We go into a basement. It's about just as deep as this. It's completely dark. It's dark down a hallway, but then all of a sudden there's a bright light. And apparently there's another city under Boston. There's like another downtown Boston under downtown Boston, like a sub Boston. And it's even older than the Pilgrims. It's like pyramid times or something. And all of a sudden, there's these gator dogs, and they're eating a child.
Oh, my God.
And then but there's footprints where there had been people, and they had run off before we got there. So we're trying to collect evidence of the child and fight off these gator dogs. But somehow we were able to get service on the radio down there. And the radio calls and says, get to the harbor now, all units to the harbor. And I was like, we got a dead kid down here and a bunch of gator dogs. We can't go to the harbor. And they're like, no, everybody at the harbor now. CSU could deal with it. All detectives at the harbor now.
What was going on at the harbor?
This giant octopus with freaking dragon wings was coming out of the harbor. It was as big as the John Hancock building. And it was wrecking the harbor. It was setting there. Was fire. The harbor was on fire. The pier was on fire. Fire department lost a couple of men. I lost a couple of men.
Well, how come this wasn't in the news?
It was in the news. They just said it was a horrible pier fire. Remember the big fire on the harbor and the pier?
I don't really follow Boston news.
I write a report for my superiors. They're like, you're crazy, O'Shaughnessy. You're thinking stuff. There's no octopus with dragon wings. You're going to the mental hospital for a couple of weeks. So I go to the mental hospital for a couple of weeks and I come back. They let me go from the mental hospital. I try to go back to work. They're like, we're releasing you with your pension and everything. It's honorable. And I'm like, why are you firing me? And they're like, you said that there were octopuses with dragon wings in the harbor. And I said, there were octopuses with dragon wings in the harbor. And
like, was there more than one?
Shut up. You need to shut up, O'Shaughnessy, if you know what's good for you.
But was there more than one? I mean, an octopus with dragon wings.
No, there was one. Like there had to be more than one. I mean, it can't just be one.
Lugitz, you're a supernatural creature. Can you shed some kind of light on this for us? Like, what was this... What is this octopus with dragon wings that attacked Boston Harbor? And then how is it possible that that could be covered up?
They called it Lulu or something. I don't know.
It's actually, it sounds like he's talking about the Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. That's what it was called. Cthulhu.
everybody pronounces it different, but I like to pronounce it like you're sneezing, kind of like Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. Yeah, that's got a real tribal feel to it. So Cthulhu, the dragon pussy, comes and attacks Boston Harbor, and there's a huge cover up. How does somebody cover up something like that? I mean, I can't help but feel that this is somehow connected to those guys in the robe.
It wasn't a dragon pussy. It was an octopus.
An octopus with dragon wings.
Yes. I don't know if it had a pussy or not.
You know, how does something like that get covered up? And I can't help but feel like it has some kind of a link to those guys in the black robes that showed up with the guns today and tried to kill me, shot you in the head. I ran two of them over. I watched you. It was like you were there and then you were over there. You just moved. And with one of those huge red claws you have, you just took off one guy's head and then you threw it over to his friend. And you said something to them.
As a matter of fact, what I said to him was, hey, your buddy wanted me to give you a little head. And I threw his head up there.
Oh, so you're just dropping a cheesy one-liner.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know what, though? You can. I mean, I've never met anybody closer to a superhero than that.
I tried to give myself head once. Slipped a disc in my back.
Oh, my God. That's never going to heal.
No.
Oh. All right.
Try it.
Well, we're coming up on getting near the end of the show here, and I want to apologize, Detective. I know that I told you we were going to try to get to, you know, your theory on what's happening here. I've been a podcaster for a while now. I ran a podcast for the local community college on the mating habits of fruit flies, and, you know, I've learned a thing or two about keeping your first episodes a little on the short side so that you don't...
Are you fucking kidding me? I've been sitting here all day listening to this.
I know. It's quality, not quantity, right? So we really want to pack it in short so that we keep our audience, we retain our listeners. And, you know, if you're out there, you're hearing us, the way you can help us get this message out is tell everybody you know to listen to this podcast. You know, get onto iTunes or onto your podcast player. Give us 5 stars. Leave us a good review. Share us on Facebook. Share us on Twitter. Get us out to anywhere that you can. You know, you can always get a message to me. It's Randy@livefromthedarkness.com. You know, we're doing this right. We're trapped here, but we've got a Wi-Fi signal. We've got utilities, and we're gonna make it happen. So, you know, we're reporting to you live from the darkness. We're in a huge chamber. Like when I first got down here, before I got knocked out by this like huge flashy light thing, I walked out like so long and never got to a wall. And this is below the mansion. Like there's no pillars. Like, who knows what's holding this thing up? And I can yell out right now, like, hello, right? Completely dead. No echo. It's like the darkness is just absorbing everything. So
there's got to be gator dogs down here.
I don't know what's down here. That's what scares me. But I'm going to use my uncle's silver key. I'm going to learn how to use some of the spells that he was teaching me in the letter he gave me. And we're going to start trying to summon some creatures, some beings. And we're going to interview whoever we can to try to find out what's going on here, why we're trapped here, who these people are that were trying to kill me, who they work for. And, you know, Detective, I promise you that next Sunday, we're going to get to you. You're going to tell your story. You're going to tell us exactly what's going on here. I'm going to end the show here. We'll see you all next Sunday.
What exactly is a Netflix and Jill anyway?
Google it.
Don't Google that.
Google it.
What a fancy bit of imagining that was, eh, citizens? Well, let us here at your federal headquarters assure you that Randy Aspinwall was played with a complete lack of theatrical education by Thorn Winter, and Lugutz the Ghoul was brought to life by Joey Starr, while Detective Donald O'Shaughnessy was reasonably well represented by the insane mutterings of Manny Silvera. The theme music was provided by Isaac Ross, and is probably the coolest part of the show, which was produced with all the grace of an epileptic octopus by Thorn Winter. See you next time, citizens.